Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Showtime. How y'all feel?
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling in hour number two. Good to have you with us. 869-1240 is the Sports Daily hotline. Jack Chambers on the other end. He produces the show. Shane and Bruce with you for the next hour or so. We're getting into a little bit of baseball. The schedule is out. Have we had any? How was the coronavirus news yesterday for Major League Baseball? I think we did fairly well yesterday.
Joey Gallo.
Seems like.
Maybe not yesterday.
Joey Gallo.
The Rangers slugger. Nick Markakis has opted out. I didn't realize Felix Hernandez had also opted out with the Braves, so there's two. David Price, not COVID positive, but opted out. And your boy, Mookie Betts, I think is going to try it, which will basically cement the fact that he's technically not a free agent anymore. If he opts out, we'll go through all that again, which is really complicated to me. But
really, very. Yeah, no kidding. So that's fine. So we've got that going for us right now, certainly. We've got all kinds of things percolating with things like MLS. And I know that that doesn't move the needle much with what we talk about. But in terms of COVID, FC Dallas has tapped out. They just basically said, I'm good. We're out.
Too many people tested positive in Dallas.
Nine
players. Something. Yeah, and one staffer or something like that.
Something like that. So
that's pretty much the only decision to make there.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, but plenty more to get to. We're going to get into bands here a little bit with a continuation of a theme really over the last couple of days of the show. And then we're going to get to some Bryson DeChambeau chat coming up. PGA, DeChambeau. Is he the guy that's now carrying the mantle? That might be a little bit of an overstatement, but he's a very intriguing new character on the stage. I will say get into that as we get going. All right, where do we leave off on our band discussion yesterday?
Well, you had a and this band talk popped up on social months ago, basically a survey that is a lot more in-depth than just who's your favorite band and who do you not like. You kind of created a couple of talking points in concerts that you were dragged to, parts one and two, that I want to get into. Now, I would semi-argue that no matter what kind of concert you go to, it's kind of like pizza. Even if it's bad, it's pretty good because a live concert.
Yeah, it's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I would love to hear the details around you going to a concert that you didn't necessarily want to go to, but you ended up liking it, and that's Boston. How did you come about going against your will, but ended up enjoying a concert featuring Boston?
Yeah, the first question is, how can you not like Boston, right? I mean, really, when you get right down to it. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Jad. I don't... They just were not a band that ever resonated with me. And I just never got my hands around it. But ended up going, and... who's their lead guitarist? Tom Scholes, I think.
I can't help you there. I don't know.
I think that that's correct. I could be wrong. He was so good that even though I didn't, the vocals and you know, was not my deal, just listening to him all night made the concert well worth going to. There's another one that I didn't put down there that I was dragged to and ended up kind of liking, but not necessarily for the music. I did go to see Alabama once, and I will leave it at that. Well, I'll just leave it to you.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Does it always take the band being good? Can it be maybe the night and the way it turns out? How about that?
Okay. Noted. Duly noted.
Okay. There you go.
I will say this. I don't know that I would ever describe a concert experience of my own that I got dragged to.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. That's fair. But, I overstated that.
To each his own. The one you got dragged to and you didn't like it just like you thought you wouldn't, the legendary Fleetwood Mac didn't do it for you. Do tell.
Not a Fleetwood Mac fan, and... yeah, just listen to this. It's trite. I just never, ever enjoyed Fleetwood Mac. I could add going to see Stevie Nicks as well as Fleetwood Mac to this.
Thumbs down?
Yeah. I just didn't like it. And the only reason I went to see Stevie Nicks is because Roy Bittan, who is Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band's pianist, played on that particular tour for Stevie Nicks. So I went to listen to him a little bit, but both of them were very underwhelming. I never got Fleetwood Mac was never my deal. Just a little too poppy for me.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple songs that I liked Lindsey Buckingham on, but other than that, no. Another overrated band for me.
Your number one band being overrated for those that missed it yesterday was Oasis, and I'm with you there. But
that's a yeah.
Fleetwood Mac seems like to me just a real milquetoast. Not too offensive one way or the other, band.
Yes.
Would have a lot of just peripheral fans, and I put fans in air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would anybody die on the Fleetwood Mac hill? To your point.
I would hope
it's
not.
Like.
Yeah, good call.
Right. Would anybody pick Fleetwood Mac as the, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I can't live without Fleetwood Mac?
No. I mean, no. Would it be that? Would Fleetwood Mac be the music that you would take if you were stranded on the island?
Stranded on an island,
life?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And the answer is probably no.
Not. Probably no. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. All right.
Let me hop in here and give you a guilty pleasure.
All right.
Okay? Guilty pleasure band for me, and they just had one of their former members pass away this year. And that's the Pointer Sisters.
Ah.
The Pointer Sisters, and every time I hear this one, this not one of their best, but I don't hate it. This is the Neutron Dance by the Pointer Sisters, 1985.
Right.
I can't help but envision Axel Foley on the back of a semi-truck full of Lucky Strikes hanging on to that chain destroying half of Detroit while the Neutron Dance is playing in the background at the very beginning of Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Yeah, but boy, what a great series of movies, by the way.
Well, but, I get this one.
Thank you, Jed. Yeah, you get it.
Thank you, Jed.
All members, past and present, were related. The past members were Anita, Bonnie, and June. Who was it? Anita was forced to retire in 2015 due to ill health, and Ruth was the only sole member of the original sibling starting lineup. And actually, I think Ruth's daughter is listed as a current member of the Pointer Sisters.
Do you remember a guy named Aaron Pointer? Played in the big leagues for a few years. I think he's with the Cubs. I'm not totally positive on that, but Aaron Pointer.
No,
but and he was a member of the extended family. He was like a cousin or something or other, the Pointer Sisters. I always found that kind of interesting. So
that is interesting.
At least it was a sport. Yeah, it was a sports related thing. But I think he had a cup of coffee maybe in the big leagues.
Right.
Aaron Pointer.
Well, maybe the Pointer Sisters had Neutron Dance, I'm So Excited, Slow Hand, He's So Shy. This is going all the way back to 1980. And then, of course, two big ones really for me in my youth, Jump for My Love, not that jump that you're thinking of, and Automatic back in 1984.
Nice.
So they had more than a minute, and
that's
not ashamed to say I love the Pointer Sisters from
that is actually a really that's much better than my guilty pleasure, which after I lambasted. Did I lambast Air Supply yesterday as
yes, you did
more disliking
and the Bee
Gees. Than hate? I did.
Yes.
Well, the Bee Gees, I stand by that. Mm-hmm. But my guilty pleasure is America. You know, Ventura
America.
Highway, Tin Man, yeah. Which is, some would say, well, wait a minute, you're ripping Air Supply, but you're rolling out America. And I would have to say,
I don't know
okay,
that I'd put those two in the same category. I think you're okay.
Okay, good.
There.
Well, very light rock, very light, easy rock. But anyway, Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. So just remember that. That's my guilty pleasure. So.
Here's one that tweaked me of yours, and we can maybe kind of wrap this up a little bit. The band that you wish had made it, that you had high hopes for, or at least were kind of pulling for, kind of rooting for, the New Radicals, huh?
Oh, my God. That album was the one album that they put out. Guys, the lead guy, right, and this was the hit off of it, You Always Get What You Want. This guy's name was Greg Alexander. He's the only one that actually appeared on every song on this album. He actually did it with an array of studio players. And that's one reason that New Radicals really never evolved into a touring band / studio band. But this one album... There were two songs. This one was released, and Someday We'll Know was released. I wore this out back in the day and wished that I had gotten more from this sound. Very California. Guy ended up, the guy out front, the voice, ended up being nominated for an Oscar. And I can't remember the name of the movie, but Mark Ruffalo was in it probably 4 or 5 years ago. Didn't end up winning, but was nominated because he did the whole soundtrack for a movie. But the New Radicals is a band that I followed and wished that I could have gotten more from. Anyway.
And it was beyond just this song. You weren't just hung up on song as
no,
a one-hit wonder.
No, absolutely. The if you get into New Radicals, you won't be disappointed. It's solid. Yeah, they're solid. There's not a great sample size, but they're solid. Yeah.
Okay. And finally, I can't get away from the musical. segment without trying to make you feel a little bit uncomfortable. And that is the band that you don't get. I didn't get, you missed it, on Thursday, the band I don't get was the Smashing Pumpkins. I just didn't get it. Plenty of people hitched their wagon to the Smashing Pumpkins, and I didn't. And I didn't get it. But your I don't get band maybe trumps all, because these guys are legendary, and you don't get
totally.
The Grateful Dead.
Totally. No, and I've seen Pete Weir. I never saw the Dead, but I've seen Pete Weir. And that's not to say that there aren't a couple of tunes. I mean, I like Trucking just like anyone else. I mean, there's a couple of tunes that are solid, but the whole following them around, Deadheads, things like that, no, just don't get.
What do you think it is? Stepping outside yourself, what do you?
Because well, I don't get it.
Yeah, well, I guess that's.
I mean, I don't get
the
it.
Definition.
I mean, I truly don't get it. I'd have to ask Bill Walton about it, because Bill Walton may be the biggest Deadhead that we know of. But and this is
Can we connect the dot between the Grateful Dead and those of Bill Walton's ilk, if you know what I mean? Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this isn't unpleasant to listen to, right? I mean, it's not necessarily. It's easy listening.
Yeah.
But it just... And it's not that I have a problem listening to the Dead. I can listen to them, but the I don't get part of it is the whole phenomena that sprung from it. Deadheads traveling around, spending the whole summer, you know, with them from place to place. Just don't get it.
So where are you on Fish then?
I'm Fish is, oh, they're okay. I've known people that have really fallen into that category with Fish. Loved Fish. But
is that their deal, Jad? They got a cult following too?
Yeah.
Is that why
it's
asked?
Much smaller. Much smaller.
Yeah.
But they do have a cult following, no question. But yeah, I'm okay. I mean, you know, I'm okay with both of them. Just don't get it. But the Dead's following was immense. And
eye roll worthy for you.
Yeah, very much to me.
Yeah.
Very much to me. So.
All right. That was a fun little exercise. I enjoyed it anyway. Kind of peel back the curtain on our likes and dislikes, and certainly take your thoughts, excuse me, on Twitter if you got them, or if you want to create a category for one of the.
Well, we've given you some categories if you just want to go ahead and list them. It's always interesting to see what people, you know, where they go with it. I mean, you know, and where their go-to is. And I think it's great.
And these are your deals. These are your opinions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're not going to drag you, you know, across the coals for it necessarily, because it's yours. If you got a crazy category that you want to put one of your bands into and it's thought-provoking, go right ahead. 869-1240. Bill, you got the last word of the segment on bands. How you doing, Bill?
Okay. I think a band that's forgotten, well, from the early 70s, but, well, Kenny Loggins, he made a mark in the 80s on.
Yes, he did, sure. Yeah. Loggins and Messina.
70s. Yeah,
yeah, before Messina, before before he branched out, he played with Jim Messina a lot. And they actually made really good music together. So, and Kenny Loggins is still out there. He's still out there playing. He's still out there. I don't know about touring, but he, you know, he gets out and he shows up every now and then. So,
yeah.
Kenny Loggins was a big voice. God, anytime you listen to Footloose or Top Gun or, you know, I mean, there's
Caddyshack.
A bunch of stuff that he did. Caddyshack. He did a lot of things. So, thanks, Bill. You're right.
I think Midwest bands are underappreciated, like Kansas and Styx and REO Speedwagon. Yeah. You know, none of them are
those are bands. Those are, you just named three bands that I didn't like. Sorry to hear. Sorry to say that.
I apologize.
I apologize in it. Yeah, I hear you. Those are all three bands that never resonated with me. But that doesn't mean anything. A lot of people liked them. So anyway.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call. When we come back, Bryson DeChambeau didn't exactly destroy the field in Detroit, but won it pretty comfortably after a really quick start on Sunday. And he is becoming Tiger Woods Part 2 a little bit, in that he just bombs it down there. He's not the only one, but he just bombs it down there, goes and looks for it, and then flips it up on the green after stories have reported that he's put on 40 pounds since last season and at least 20 pounds of muscle during the tour's three-month hiatus due to COVID-19.
He's the antithesis of Nikola Jokic. Jokic has lost 40. DeChambeau has added 40. There you
and
go.
And he's now Weird. The odds-on favorite to win the Masters, which happens to have quite a few holes that you can overpower. That's quite a bit in the future. But is Bryson DeChambeau onto something, or is he simply on something? A little bit of golf talk, and DeChambeau is bucking the trend. He's a little bit different dude anyway, but we'll talk about calorie intake, protein shakes, and the fact that he looks like he's in a long drive contest every time he's on the tee. DeChambeau talk when we come back at Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.